Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Countdown to the NBA draft continues. Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. We'll take you up until 3 o'clock. Jim, you're pumped up about it.
I am.
And we know our next guest is as well. He's Josh Martin from Bleacher Report, and he joins us right now on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Josh, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Things are going well here, and well, want to hit on a few different things that you've been writing about. I'm sure one of the busier weeks that you're going to have, and it's not just with the draft coverage, but just all the rumors and the innuendo and the possible trades that have been out there. We got free agency starting here in a little more than a week. That's going to certainly ignite things once again. One of the wilder times that you can remember here over the last couple of years in the NBA?
I mean, it's they all kind of blend together. You've got trade deadlines and drafts and free agency periods. I mean, look, last year's free agency was about as insane as it gets when you think about those first, what, 4 or 5 days, and there were several billion dollars worth of contracts handed out when you saw the huge cap spike. So I don't know that anything will ever quite top that, but boy, this week has really got me tired already, and the draft hasn't even started yet.
Josh, let me follow up with that, because there's been so much talk. We heard Phil Jackson on Porzingis. Now we're getting word that the Minnesota Timberwolves are trying to move up in the draft, maybe cut a deal with the Boston Celtics to get the number 3 selection, and Boston would drop down. Just before you came on the show, any other interesting tidbits that are being rumored?
I mean, there's so much talk going around. I don't even know how much to take seriously, how much is really substantial, because, you know, this time of year, you know, pretty much it seems like every conversation between a GM or between different front offices gets leaked in one way or another for one purpose or another. So I don't really know what to put a whole lot of stock in, to be honest. I'm still trying to sift through the mountain of rumors myself. But, you know, I think the one that's really interested me is that the idea that maybe the Celtics would go after Porzingis, because, you know, you've seen the last year plus, so much the talk has from the Celtics has surrounded them going after a wing player, whether that's Jimmy Butler or Paul George. But when you look at that team, what Boston really needs is another big guy who can play defense and get rebounds. And to that end, I think Porzingis would make a lot of sense, but they'd probably have to give up a king's ransom just to get him.
Well, Jimmy Butler, another name talked about a lot. The Timberwolves now being connected a lot more with that. His former coach with Tibbs up there in Minnesota pushing the buttons up there. Do you see any kind of connection, or is this just more of the rumor mill? And in your mind, it is going to be Jimmy Butler staying in Chicago for 2017-18.
Yeah, you know, this was the talk at the draft last year, too, that maybe the Bulls would pull the trigger on a deal with the Timberwolves and send Jimmy Butler there. Maybe Ricky Rubio wouldn't be involved, and nothing ended up happening. So I'll believe it when I see it. Ultimately, is the tack. I think that's the best thing to take when you're talking about rumors this time of year. They're certainly interesting, but I think a lot of times the information that makes it out into the public is stale by the time it gets there, because it's conversations that have already happened that now there's really not a whole lot of fire behind them.
Mm-hmm. When you assess what you're going to see tonight, do you think it'll be wild, or do you think that it's just all positioning by GMs and coaches saying what they say, and it'll be meek and mild when we go through two rounds?
I'm sure there will be movement. I think a lot of it right now is bluster. A lot of it is teams trying to do things. I think there is at least some activity. I'm sure that the telecom companies are really enjoying things right now with all the GMs on the phones, working the phones, trying to see what they can get and what they'd have to give up to improve their draft positioning or to trade down or to pick up guys. But at the end of the day, only so much of that can really come to fruition, and only so much of it does. So, but I think there are, because of the perceived quality of talent in this year's draft, the perceived depth of talent in this year's draft, that there may be a little bit more movement because there are more teams clamoring to get after some of those, you know, top 5 to 10 to 12 players on draft boards.
Talking with Josh Martin right now, look at the NBA draft. Josh, earlier in the week you wrote an article talking about the possibility of some different plans that could go to our neighbors to the north with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Pick number 7 with the T-Wolves as well. As you went through talking about the different things that they could do, what do you think is the best course of action? Is it going out and getting a Malik Monk helping the outside shooting? Is it a power forward to help team up front with Karl Anthony Towns? What would be the best course if the T-Wolves do stay at 7 in your mind?
Honestly, if you're the Timberwolves and Tom Thibodeau is your head coach and you already have a young, dynamic duo in Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns that is the foundation of your team, I think the best course of action is to take that number 7 pick, see who wants it, and see what you can get in return for it in terms of more veteran players who can, number one, help lead the way for your young guys, and number two, can help you win now. Because that's really, the Timberwolves haven't made the playoffs since 2004. They'll be going on 14 years of this playoff drought come next spring. So I think for them, adding another guy, especially in that range at number 7, you're probably going to take another freshman from college. So you're talking 18, 19, maybe 20-year-old kid. That guy's probably not going to help you win right away, if he's going to help you win at all down the line when you think of historically what players in that position are going to do for you. So if you're the Timberwolves and you're trying to win, I think you dangle that and you see what you can get for guys that can help you right now and can help you make the most of what you have with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins.
When you take a look at the Western Conference, you can't expect everybody to try to be the Warriors. It's impossible with what they have. But it seems to me that that's the direction now, because it is such a copycat league, that teams are all trying to gear in that direction. Do you see that as well, or do you have something else?
There are only so many Steph Currys and Klay Thompsons and Kevin Durants to go around.
Yep.
So if you're trying to copy the Warriors, then you've got the wrong idea. I think that the general thought behind how Golden State plays makes sense, where it's not about running necessarily specific sets. I mean, they do have their plays and they have their sets here and there, but it's more about running a motion offense, passing the ball, finding the open man, playing simple basketball in that regard. I think it makes a lot of sense. And if you're trying to compete with the Warriors, you need to stockpile as much talent as possible. That's how it's always been in the NBA. Talent wins out by and large, and the Warriors have sort of taken that to the next level. So if you're a young team like the Timberwolves or the Philadelphia 76ers, it makes sense that you're trying to stack up on potential all-stars, because that's the type of talent you're going to need to topple some of these titans atop the league right now.
Celtics at 3, Josh Jackson, Jason Tatum. Who will they take? Who should they take? Is that two different questions?
Who should they take? Far be it for me to tell Danny Ainge what he should do with his pick. What I'll say is it looks like, and it has looked like all week, that if the Celtics stay at number 3, that they will probably take Jason Tatum out of Duke. I think they were very impressed him with their workouts, with interviews with him. They like what he can do as a scorer. He might be the best pure scorer in the draft this year. He's got good size, good length. He's helping with something really nice for him on the wing. But on the other hand, Boston already has some really good young wings between Jay Crowder and Jaylen Brown in particular. They've got a guy from overseas, Gershon Yabusele, who played in China this past year, who's more of a wing forward type.
Whoa, we just lost him. That wasn't good. That was That was a click of clicks. Was it something we said? It's funny how that happens sometimes. Just all of a sudden, boink. Technology at its finest. We're talking with Josh Martin, covering the NBA from Bleacher Report on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. I may have to venture there tonight, and that way I can enjoy the refreshment stand and have my iPad up and working as I sit there and watch everything. You've seen me do that in the past. I'm a working observer.
You're something like that, sucking on 7-and-7s.
I'm working.
Eating nachos.
I'm working.
Working. Unbelievable. Josh Martin back with us on the line. Josh, lost you for a moment here, but back at it. What were we even talking about there? We're on the Celtics.
Yes.
Well, let's go to the other side.
Okay.
The Lakers, 3 number one picks.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What's the plan here?
I think the plan is to take Lonzo Ball at 2 and then use the other picks if possible. They would try to package those picks, number 27 and number 28, with either Jordan Clarkson or Julius Randle to swing a deal for Paul George. The Pacers, it seems, weren't biting, but we'll see if they come back to the table. We'll see if the Lakers maybe sweeten their package a little bit with another player or something else. I think that's what they're going for. They're trying to go the route here now where they're jumping back into contention. They want to have stars. They want to be relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
4 years in the doldrums does not fly in L.A., so they're trying to make some big moves for right now and to set themselves up to be big players in next summer's free agent market as well.
Do we see Paul George of Indiana end up there for next season?
I think eventually. I don't know how soon that's going to happen, but I think that's ultimately what happens here is that Paul George is a guy who's made it clear, it seems, to his agent, therefore to Indiana and the rest of the league, that he wants to be a Laker. He wants to come back to Southern California. He's from not L.A. proper, but it's the city of Palmdale, which is just outside of L.A. So I think that's the ultimate course here. It's just a matter of how soon does it happen and what does it cost the Lakers to get him here.
The Lakers and what's going to happen with Ball. How long is it going to take before we see Pops out there saying something stupid? Is he going to be on the telecast tonight?
I'm sure if he's not on the telecast, I'll bet you that folks from ESPN and NBA TV are going to be sticking microphones in his face as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Because that's been sort of the way things have gone here ever since Lonzo got to UCLA, really. So I, for one, am curious to see what comes out of LeVar Ball's mouth this time. I understand that a lot of people don't like him. I'm sort of swing between being turned off by him and sort of just being entertained by what a clown show he is in public. Also understanding that a lot of what he says and does is about drawing attention and trying to build up that big baller brand.
Mm-hmm. And that's essentially all he's really interested in.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's trying to set up his kids to all to be set for life here, starting with Lonzo. Obviously, Lonzo is the one driving the wagon right
sure.
now. He's going to be a top pick, could play for the Lakers, could be an NBA star, who knows. But that sets the foundation. You've got the middle brother going to UCLA this coming fall. That's LiAngelo Ball. And then 2 years later, it'll be LaMelo Ball going to UCLA. We'll see if the other two wind up in the NBA, if they wind up being NBA-caliber prospects. But at the very least, they'll have their brother setting the stage in the pros with the brand and potentially being the type of player who can coax other guys, other top players, to come be part of that big baller brand down the line.
Always good, pal, when we're talking some NBA with you. Josh, thank you. And enjoy the evening, kid. You're going to be busy.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, Josh. See you later. Josh Martin, Bleacher Report on the NBA on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines.
More on the NBA. We'll put a cap on things later this hour. We'll make our picks of what we expect
to see. Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll run through that, do that a little bit later. But first, college football talk. Bill Bender from the Sporting News, he's up next here. Some looks at the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones, the offseason. media days for the Big Ten and Big 12 a month away. We're getting closer, Jimmy B.
Mm-hmm.
Football season will be upon us before you know it. Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700, live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
With the turning of another calendar year, you hear dealers offering savings on this and special financing on that. This is Tom with Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center. Since we offer exciting deals all year long, we thought we'd offer you, the RV owner, one better than the other guys. When you purchase a new RV from Bob and Joe's RV Center, you get RV warranty forever at no cost to you. A real warranty for as long as you own your RV. RV warranty forever will pay for all repairs to the covered components of your RV for as long as you own your RV. Bob and Joe's RV Center is so confident in their inventory that they've offered a lifetime warranty on every new and qualified pre-owned RV at no cost to you. To top that all off, Bob and Joe's RV Center is an exclusive RV warranty forever dealer in the state of Iowa. Get a quality RV at a great price from Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center and get a true peace of mind forever. Browse and purchase with confidence at bobandjoesrv.com. Every great vacation starts somewhere. Start yours at Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center with RV warranty forever.
Do you have building projects to be done around the house? My husband and I are going through quite the home renovation. We realize we're always borrowing a trailer from a friend for hauling furniture, picking up building supplies, and trips to the dump, if it was available. We found Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell. Josh showed us all the options Lacasey Trailer Sales had in stock. Cargo, utility, and equipment are just a few. Josh helped us decide which trailer worked best for our needs. Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell had exactly what we were looking for and affordable pricing. Visit Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories or call 641-990-2674. I'm glad we went with Lacasey, and you will be too.
You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Why, you ask? Because each meal is prepared and crafted with the finest ingredients by Sam and Gabe's experienced chefs, well known in Central Iowa for steaks, handmade pasta dishes, specialty pizzas, and of course the incomparable steak de Burgo. Join them in Urbandale for dinner, Sunday brunch, and live music, or dine with them for lunch or dinner in the East Village. Private event rooms are also available. Reserve your table at samandgabes.com. You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online, wolfconstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services with then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 3 today. It's always fun when we get a chance to do a little college football conversation. Bill Bender, Sporting News. You've heard him on the program many times. He's got a few minutes for us right now, and we say hello to him on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, it's good to have you as always. A little college football talk here just to kind of change up because the NBA draft is like making our heads spin right now with all of the names that are being bantered around even before we get to the draft. When you're doing some college football stuff and there's a big story like the draft, do you get caught up in the draft or can you still focus in on your priority?
Oh, you know, I'll probably tune in a little bit tonight. I think the NBA draft is, I hate to say it this way, it's probably the one I pay the least attention to in terms of, because, I mean, a lot of these guys, I don't know that how many come in right away and change a franchise in this year's draft. I mean, I'm not saying I won't take a look, but it's one of those deals like the rumors come, and I kind of wait till the dust settles and look at the rosters tomorrow.
Yeah, I gotcha. So you're focused in still on your college football stuff.
Well, media days are coming, guys.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I can't believe it. I mean, I looked and, you know, I'm just kind of doing, today was kind of that plan ahead through the summer day and, you know, talked to, you know, Ken Miller the other day and it's like, yeah, I'm going to see you in about a month.
That's crazy. And It comes up on us quick every single year. With that, the magazines are being released. Phil Steele is out a couple of different places. And with it, that means it's time to start putting pen to paper, making some predictions. Bill, are you in prediction mode yet, or are you still holding off and trying to garner as much info before you have to put it out there for the masses?
Ours is out, but it's weird. Ours is under Street and Smith's this year, and I can't. I couldn't tell you the reasons why we did that, or, you know, just the naming rights and all that kind of stuff. But my work's in there, and so you can read the Big Ten preview there. You know, but I could tweak those Big Ten predictions before the season starts, but I have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to pick.
Mm-hmm. When you start to really assess what's going to take place, there's a game that's going to be played. It's one of the first games for college football, and it features two teams as dynamic as Alabama and Florida State. Whoever loses, do they absolutely positively then have to run the table in order to have a shot to get in to the Final Four?
Well, history kind of says that. You know, there hasn't been a two-loss team in the playoff yet. There was only one two-loss team that played in the BCS championship game. That was LSU, and they played one of those wild seasons where they lost to Kentucky in double overtime, and I think Arkansas went to triple overtime, but I think it's a big capital game. If it's close, if that's a close game, I think the loser won't really be penalized for it. But if it, you know, if Alabama comes out and beats them by 30, Florida State will be held to the same. Yeah, they'll have to win the rest to get in.
Puts yourself in a kind of a deep hole early on, and we've seen teams be able to pull out of it. Ohio State a few years back lost to Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was throwing dirt on the Big Ten, and well, what happens? We know they make it all the way back into the college football playoff. Of the Big 12, Bill, as you look at it, we know Oklahoma is going to be the favorite. A lot of buzz surrounding Oklahoma State. Is there anybody else, though, in the conference that you could see with the right breaks getting into the college football playoff, or is it about Bedlam and that's it out of the Big 12 this year?
I mean, Kansas State's a team to watch. I think they've got enough up front. Quarterback's back. Bill Snyder's got a pretty good track record when he has those things. Tough games are at home as well. So I think they're a team to watch. Oklahoma State, this is their opportunity. I think when we get into Big 12 Media Day, I guess it wouldn't surprise me if they get picked to win the conference now. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to have to adjust some things, and I don't really want to do that. but I could see it happening.
When is the Big 12 once again the league that's going to get left out? Even with their new championship game, could they be the league that gets left out again?
Well, that's how we picked it, but I mean, I think that's how most places are going to pick it. So you never can tell, because I guess I would probably pick Oklahoma to win the Big 12 still, but they still got to play up at Ohio State. So here's the thing with Oklahoma, and we were just talking about those mega matchups in September.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys think it was worth it for them to play Houston and Ohio State last year, given that they didn't lose the conference game? That's probably why they were out.
Do I think it was worth it? It was as a fan, because I was waiting for those games, but not if you're Oklahoma.
But Oklahoma doesn't give a crap about Jim Brinson.
No, they don't.
They want to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
It didn't make a lick of sense to play those games,
no.
Bill.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's good. Those games in September are great for us. I love them and create a lot of excitement. You get that bank. Now that, again, but that was the difference between, say, Oklahoma getting in over Ohio State or, you know, Penn State losing to Pittsburgh early in the season.
Right.
That kind of kept them out. But, so, again, it's two schools of thought, because Washington kind of gamed the system a little bit. They didn't play anybody in non-conference play, and they got in because of that one loss.
Well, we saw it with Iowa a couple years before that. They didn't play anybody.
Right.
They went out. If they would have made a stop on third down against Michigan State, they'd be playing Alabama in the college football playoff down in Jerry World. They were that close in a schedule that doesn't mean a whole lot. We still know, even today, Bill, in a four-team playoff era, it is still about that zero. More important than who you played is that number underneath the loss column.
Yeah, I mean, if you lose, like I said earlier, I mean, if you lose less than two, you're in good shape. I thought, you know, Michigan, for all those two-loss teams, I think Michigan might have been the best two-loss team in the country last year.
Sure.
before the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they didn't get in. They lost two close games. So I guess one way would be to call for the 18 playoff, and we can go through that charade again, but I don't think it's going to happen for at least another decade. Or we can, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Bill Hancock said as much in January. I just don't. Guys, it was like, here's what I always tell people. How long did it take us to get from no playoff to the
right.
BCS to now?
You're right, Bill. Yeah. But I just kind of thought that within a five-year span that it might, when the TV deal might have come to a close, that they might look at expanding.
It was a 12-year deal, though.
Oh,
this
was.
Is only year four.
That's right. It was 12 years.
That's when I think it'll be revisited. So when we get to 2025,
yeah.
Then we might have those talks again, and you know, it'll be there. I'm open to it down the line, but again, here with me covering that sport, I think college football is the most special, the best, however you want to put it, the best regular season in all of sports. And I don't want us to water that down. And that was one concern that Bill Hancock made back in January, and I back him up on that one.
Mm-hmm. But yet you just referenced two teams that you thought were excellent teams at the end of the season, but they had two losses in Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah, so I'm contradicting myself a little bit. But I'm a fan, you know.
Yeah.
I can sit back and be a fan and,
yes.
You know, watch Oklahoma, Ohio State in September. You know, Michigan plays Florida this year. That'll be huge. And you guys mentioned Iowa. I mean, Iowa's got some bigger games this year, and they've had some big – it's not – some of it's – you can't control when we're scheduling things out to like 2060.
Yes.
I mean, you can't
yeah.
control who you're playing.
You're right.
Well, and that's a big problem as well.
Yeah.
Is when you schedule these games, you don't know how good teams are going to be and what that game's going to look like. You know, in basketball, they're able to schedule with a lot more games. They're able to schedule, and they're still doing it right now. They're finishing up their schedule for this coming season. Why does football, college football, have to schedule this far in advance?
I think we could, that's something that could use some reform. I know there's big contracts and, you know, big things that go in involved with that. But, you know, I was one, I think Brett Bielema referenced this last year. I like the Big Ten ACC challenge in basketball. If they did a Big Ten SEC challenge in football, I think it'd be the greatest thing in sports.
Oh,
if they
yeah.
did in week two.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine like Iowa playing, you know, Ole Miss or Mississippi State and, you know, these power matchups that could come of it. And, because I think those are the two conferences that have the most, you know, and I've lived in both areas, they have the most pride, and it would be just so much fun to watch that.
Bill Bender's our guest. We're talking college football with Billy right here on the Draft House 50 hotline. Bill, you talk about trying to put leagues to do that. Most leagues now play 9 conference games. So they'll say, well, we can't do that because we want to make sure that we have, like Iowa says, we got to have 7 home games. Otherwise, they're not making money. Well, I'm not really buying that, not when they just got $50 million from the TV contract. Do you think that that excuse will eventually have to go away or not?
Well, I hope so. I think every conference should play 9 conference games. And the way I would approach the 3 non-con games is I think every team should play you can't control it, but step out and play a big game, in your non-con. And then if you want to play 2, cupcake games, whatever you want to call them, I'm fine with that too, because I think, then you can get into your conference play what matters, play 9 games. I kind of like it. I didn't know if I would like it in the Big Ten at first, but it's kind of cool. And I think, the more conference games we see, the better reflection of who the true conference champion is.
Bill Bender with the Sporting News as we take a look at some off-season football talk. Bill, in the Big Ten, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Your thoughts on Wisconsin? They're the runaway favorite in the West. We know that. But of Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern, who is next? Is it really a one-team race, or is this going to be tighter than people expect?
I think I picked Iowa in the magazine, but, it was marginal. Marginal between them, Nebraska and Northwestern. I could see those guys all splitting up around Robin and being kind of messy behind it. But Wisconsin's probably, like you said, the team to beat. And then I think you're kind of throwing a dart at the second team, whether it's Iowa, who obviously is going to have a lot different look, starting with quarterback.
Right.
And then Northwestern's going to be the team everybody loves. I think when we get to Chicago, that'll show. But that's still a team that went 7-6 last year.
Mm-hmm. Is it why do you think people will be so on Northwestern? Is it just because of the returning QB, or give me something on that?
Well, the usual. I think, as I just dropped a cup in my basement, I'm sorry.
You didn't burn yourself, did you?
I'm sure your listeners wanted to hear me drop a coffee cup, but back to Northwestern. I think Justin Jackson helped, it goes back to the last thing we saw. I mean, we saw them beat Pitt. They looked pretty good in the bowl game.
Yeah.
And when you got your returning, your offensive line's coming back, and Pat Fitzgerald, obviously, he has a reputation. People do like him. I like him, too. I think he's done a good job there. But, like I said, I think if you pick them second, that's fine. But you're still dealing with Iowa, Nebraska. I don't think Minnesota will be there yet, but they're kind of the team I'm looking at as another X-factor team in that division under P.J. Fleck.
Are you telling me the boat's going to sink this season instead of people rowing it?
Well, you got to have offensive line in the Big Ten West, and theirs was beat up in the spring. They're going to do a lot of mixing and matching. I know Iowa, that's one thing. They do have some good players on their offensive line coming back. I think Welsh is a potential, definitely all-conference, maybe an All-American. And, that when you get there in that division, like I said, you got to have your offensive line in order, and Wisconsin tends to have theirs in order every year.
And there's no doubt about that one. That offensive line each and every year. Doesn't matter who's coming back. They're
right.
Always looking good. One more on the West. Illinois, Lovie Smith. I think they have something like 7 commitments. None of those 7 have another Power 5 offer. It seemed like a disaster, at least from my vantage point, when they made the hire of Lovie Smith a year ago. Not looking much better right now. Could it be quick, maybe even 2-and-done for Lovie and Champaign?
Well, we'll see. I mean, they got Donnie Ibrahim on the staff now, and they're going to have to recruit better. And that's something that, with NFL coaches, it's got to carry over. I mean, Jim Harbaugh found his niche, certainly, through the satellite camps, and he's been able to recruit. Now, if Lovie can do that, they'll be all right. I think he inherited quite a mess there. I don't think it'd be 2-and-done, but if they don't see something by the end of year 3, mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see what that program's going to do at that point.
Bill, it's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. So sample the draft a little bit tonight, but then sit back and relax knowing that we're, just a few weeks away from Big Ten Media Day?
Absolutely, guys. I'm going to enjoy a little bit of summer first, but as always, it's great talking to you guys, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks,
see
Bill.
You, buddy.
That's,
thank you.
You bet. Bill Bender, Sporting News, right here. Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, we were going to do, some picks? You wanted to do that in our final segment?
Yeah, we'll do some official predictions.
Official predictions.
Official predictions.
Jimmy B. Trent.
Yes.
Official predictions. Should we let fans in, too, if they
want to
get in?
If they want to, absolutely.
All right, if you want to get in and...
I think people have been bludgeoning with this NBA
You think
talk.
So?
I'm ready.
You're ready. You got a headache.
You've killed me this week.
I did not.
No,
kill
you have.
I did not kill you.
I'm ready for it to be over.
264-1700. 264-1700. If you want to get in on a couple of predictions for tonight's draft, we'll include you in our picks. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
Hey, Des Moines, I'm Dave Ramsey. Join me every Monday through Friday from 9 till noon.
Courtesy of Mediacom Careers.
On 1700. KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Big House Barbecue is offering a sweet deal for KBGG listeners to launch his new location at the Ramada Inn at Army Post Road and Fleur Drive. Starting Friday at 9 a.m., you go online at 1700kbgg.com and get $50 worth of food for just $25. Now there's no excuse to miss out on some of the best barbecue in the area, with meat Big Al cooks low and slow so it falls off the bone, and delectable homemade sauces and sides. And you can use those certificates at Big Al's Barbecue on the east side, just north of the A.E. Cows on Hub Lab.
Come to the Home Depot for the start of something big. Red, white, and blue savings on select Ryobi One Plus tools, like the Ryobi 18-volt string trimmer or Ryobi Jet fan blower, each just $119. Plus, every One Plus battery starts up to 70 other tools, so you could start quite a collection. Start today with Ryobi One Plus tools and red, white, and blue savings only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Summer is here, and so are JCPenney's Power Penny Days. Get all the summer goods you and your family need to stay cool. This Friday through Sunday, save big on summer must-haves for $5, $7, $9, and $15. And don't miss the ultimate coupon giveaway Saturday morning only. You could score a 10 off $10 coupon. Come early, in-store only while supplies last. Hurry, JCPenney's Power Penny Days end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/24 in-store only. Available while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we'll get into our picks before we get off the air. The big story locally, not to mention if Monte Morris or Peter Jock or Jeremy Morgan or Deontay Burton get drafted, but the big story is Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
And I think you're right on that 72 hours, that that's what he has to report. Being sent back to the I-Cubs, hitting a awful 171, and he's just lost it. Oh, this is bad. I'm sorry, I'm going to use this pun. You know how they always used to say he's lost his swerve? He's lost his
Schwarber. Nobody ever said that.
He lost his Schwarber.
No.
No?
No.
All right, I gave it a shot.
You're ending about as strong as you finished.
I started the show where I blew up twice in 3 minutes. Hey, at least I made you laugh.
It's a long day for you, Jimmy.
It is a long day for me. This is tough on an old man.
There was some rain outside.
That puts
you in a sour mood.
It does. You know me. I like sunshine. I like heat.
I got you, Jimmy B.
You and I are both in the same camp. The guy's like 24.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get out of this funk, don't you think?
I think it's a more difficult question than on the surface people think that it is. This guy's always been able to rake. You know, going back to college when he was at Indiana in high school. And, yeah, the guy can
just
swing.
He just bombed everything.
But is there something that's being exploited now by pitchers? Is it something where he's just a lot slower to come back? Maybe he pushed himself too much to get back for the World Series, and that led to a pullback after he really was working through the rehab then on the back end of it afterwards. There's so many questions that surround it, and that's why this is so intriguing. And can you think of guys that – one guy when I was just thinking of this that burst onto the scene, spotlight guy, now he was further down the road – and it was a different sport, Penny Hardaway. I mean, this guy was all world.
All world is correct, but then he blew his knee.
Right. Kyle Schwarber blew his knee.
Yes, he did.
And Penny Hardaway was never able to recover.
He was never all world. He was a good player, but never all world like he was.
Derrick Rose, another one in the basketball realm. Baseball-wise, I mean, you think of pitchers that were injured, and that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. There's no sure thing here. I've talked to a lot of Cubs fans about Schwarber here and it's always continually, he'll be fine. He's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. I don't know if we can be so sure about that, Jim. I think there's more here to be concerned about than just a guy going through a cold streak. Because it's more than a streak.
Does he need a different address? Does he need out of the Cubs organization to get his head back on straight?
No, I don't think it's anything like that.
Okay.
I think there's some things mechanically, and he's still coming off a torn ACL.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And as crazy as it was, yeah. I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard.
Yeah, come back and play in the series?
In the World Series.
Yeah.
I didn't think and then he proved to be good and ready to go, and he's out there, and he's slapping hits around.
Right.
But now with the long slog of a long season, what else is happening? Him not being able to make adjustments? Is there something physically still that is preventing him to make those adjustments? It's not the simple question that I think a lot of people believe that it is. And that's the road that I kind of go with here, Jim.
It's not just a question of pitchers have seen him enough where they got a book on him now like they do on all hitters.
Right.
Is that part of the equation,
yeah,
do you think?
And that's something I talk about a lot. But I think there's maybe even another step past that. Mentally, what's happening with him,
mm-hmm.
he hasn't looked right. He hasn't looked right from
the
get-go.
I agree.
And that's where we're at here. So we'll get to see him down here.
Yeah.
And you think they're going to get some good attendance?
Oh.
Got Schwarber in town?
I think when he shows up at the yard, I got a feeling Principal Park is going to have some big crowds. I mean, they draw real well here in the summer anyway, despite the fact that they're not in contention at all for the division title. They've been, you know, all their talent is playing in Chicago. They're 11.5 out of first place, but people don't care about that.
No.
In Triple-A baseball, you're going to see the so-called stars of tomorrow, and we definitely saw them here. We saw them here coming through and doing unbelievable things, and then if you're a Cubs fan, finally winning a baseball championship. So I just don't know if it's a case where do they play Schwarber every day? Do they play him 2 days? Give him a day off? You know, how are they going to work this?
Right, right.
I mean, if he's struggling mentally, you just don't throw him into the fray and say, "All right, you're an everyday player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get 4 at bats
throughout
the game." Well, he was doing that in Chicago. So I'm a little conflicted here on what they're going to work on. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of hitting practice. He's going to get some extra at-bats. There's no question. What do you got for them and their home series coming up?
Yeah, they'll be back home starting on Monday is when they get back home. New Orleans for 4. Then Round Rock will be in town after that throughout the weekend through July 3rd.
So what's today? Thursday? So they're back Monday?
They're back Monday, and they'll be here through July 3rd.
Maybe they cut them a break, and they just let them come in here on Monday or Sunday and meet the team back here instead of sending them to New Orleans. They might.
Well, they're down in Round Rock.
They're in Round Rock now? Oh, okay.
New Orleans comes in here on Monday.
Oh, okay, in Round Rock. Okay.
They're down in Texas.
Yeah.
At Round Rock is where they're playing. Yeah, we'll see. Keep an eye on it. Should be fun.
Yeah.
You're keeping an eye on the draft tonight.
I will. Do you have a pick for Monte Morris? Because we've gone through different draft boards, and we see him in more than he is out. Do you got a selection where, and I'm going to say Utah Jazz. Late second round.
Are they pick 55?
Yes.
I think he goes before that. I'm going to say even in the top 50. How about that?
Okay.
Inside the top 50 is
okay.
Where I'll go
okay.
With Monte. We both said throughout the week we don't think anybody else is going to be selected.
No.
Anything more today after all the stuff that you've been reading? You have been loving this stuff.
I've been dialed in. I know. But that's why I'm here. I don't see Jeremy Morgan, Deontay Burton, or Peter Jok having their name called.
Okay.
I don't. I just don't see that. I'd like for it to happen.
For sure.
But I don't see that taking place. I think there'll all be free agent signees, and Morris will be the only guy who will get his name called.
Mm-hmm. 3, is it going to be Tatum? Is it going to be Josh Jackson to the Celtics?
I'm going to go big time here. I'm going to say the Celtics trade down.
Trade down.
Yes, and come up with a player. And I'm going to indicate it might be Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler's not getting traded tonight. You're hopeful over there.
Might be Jimmy Butler getting traded. And the Bulls secure the number three pick and take Josh Jackson.
The Bulls with Josh Jackson, huh? So Jimmy Butler goes, all right, I see where you're going there. Mm-hmm. I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to agree with it.
That's fine.
That happening. My Timberwolves at 7, they'll do something dumb. I mean, it's,
you have no faith in them whatsoever.
It's Minnesota sports, Jim. Look at the sports teams up there. From the Vikings.
Yeah.
The ineptitude of the Super Bowl losses of the 70s. And
yes.
Since then.
Yeah.
Oh, loss after loss after last. When they're finally good, they find a way to screw it up. Can't ever break down that door. And then you couple that with the Love Boat and everything else that they've had up there. That takes it another step further. The Twins haven't won a playoff series since 2001. And the success that they
right.
had now, they have lost 90-plus games 5 of the last 6 years.
Wow.
The Wild.
Yes.
Awful uniforms.
Yeah, I know you don't like them. I know you want them to go back to the old North Stars.
It's terrible. It's a terrible look. And on top of it, the same thing. Decent regular season. Yeah, they flame
and
out.
And they flame out in the playoffs.
And then the Timberwolves. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2004.
Is that Marbury and
KG?
And KG?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. No, Marbury, he was gone by
oh,
then.
Oh, was he gone
it
by
was
then?
Cassell. Sam Cassell.
Oh, Sam Cassell. Yeah, that's
Charles
it.
Charles Sprewell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof. Don't get near Sprewell. He might choke you out.
Ah, he's fine. You'll be fine, Jim. Well, he might choke you, but everybody else would be fine around Spree. You and PJ Carlissimo, you're the two guys that got to worry.
That's
over.
Right. We
2004. They haven't made the playoffs.
Since 2004.
2004. Think of that.
And this is 2017.
Yeah. Next year will be 2018.
That's 11 years, 12 years it'll be.
No, it'll be 14 next year.
Oh, my mom said there'd be no math.
How do you struggle so much?
I don't know.
It's not like that was a difficult equation I put in front of you.
I need an abacus.
Apparently you do.
That's what I need to make it work.
You're looking for excitement tonight.
I am.
I'll be watching a little baseball tonight.
Okay.
Cubs, Marlins, keep an eye on that one. Have the draft on.
Oh, here's my prediction.
Yes.
Who's throwing? Is it Arrieta tonight?
You got it, yeah.
Stanton goes yard against him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another loss for the Cubs?
I'm not going to say loss. I'm just saying Stanton goes yard.
As they chase the Milwaukee Brewers, who lead 3-2
okay.
in the top of the sixth.
Twins were rained out today, right?
Yeah, yeah. No no Twins game. My
Royals,
little app here.
Royals tonight?
The Royals this evening, they are traveling.
Okay.
And they will be home for Toronto over the weekend.
Gotcha.
So that's what you have there. Yeah, the Cardinals lose it today 5-1.
Okay.
Against Philadelphia. That final is in. Texas up over Toronto, 1-1 with Arizona, Colorado, Houston. No surprise leading
Cubs
early.
There you go. And Cubs on the road at Miami.
6:10 tonight. Jimmy B, that will do it for the show
We're
today.
We're done.
We're finished.
This is going to be fun tomorrow.
You think so, huh?
Well,
I'm not talking about the draft.
Well, if we get a couple of guys drafted, we got to talk about
it. Okay, if that happens.
Yeah.
If we get a couple of guys drafted, we will start with the draft. If not, we're talking Capital City League and Primetime League. That's what we're talking
does
about. That's
Laird,
what the people care
does
about.
Does Cameron Laird show up?
Oh, let's hope. Let's hope.
If he shows up, we got a story.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. What does this guy look like? That's what we need.
Cameron, if you're listening, show up, man, so we have a show tomorrow.
Ankeny, take 35 south. You won't miss
you
it.
You won't miss it. There's all kinds of signs off the freeway.
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at noon from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Boy bands have rocked fans worldwide, taken the music industry by storm, and become mega superstars. But who's the next great one?
America.
America.
America, are y'all ready?
Host Rita Ora with pop icon Timbaland, the Spice Girls' Emma Bunton, and the Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter. Join forces with you, America, to create the next big music sensation live.
Yes! So happy!
Boy Band premieres tonight, 8, 7 Central. Part of Summer Fun and Games on ABC.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk real clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon.